What is it? Where they at? What you want? How much?
It's a long intro.
It is. It's okay.
Hey guys, I'm John. This is Johnny. Welcome to a special Christmas edition of Talk About That.
I put a little Kirk Franklin on that.
Johnny insisted on Mariah Carey opening up the show.
Kirk Franklin was like the Apostle Paul of choir directors, didn't you think? Because he would anticipate questions.
Yes, he would.
And he would
yes, he would.
He would anticipate. He knew the next line. Tell him what you want.
Yep. Yeah, and it's kind of cheating because he already knew it.
He knew because he had written the song.
Right, he wrote the song.
Many times.
Yeah, he should know. So. Well, so yeah, this is our Christmas edition, and it's going to be a little shorter show for those of you who are right now.
You want to get right back to your families.
Yeah, you're right now. You just left.
Knee deep in dysfunction. Uncle Sal already told you you're going to hell for that earring you got or tattoo.
Oh, my goodness. Or a tattoo of an earring. That's the double.
Tell you what, that's when
whammy.
You know you're in trouble spiritually.
You know, in the endorsement book, I wrote about the fact that, you know, scientists are still studying how they could put, because if you haven't opened a lot of Barbie boxes in your life, probably, or a lot of little kids' toys, you know.
Well, a few for the nieces.
And the amount of little twisty ties and little.
To hold everything just right.
It really is unbelievable. And I really do believe it's almost like some government, like a Chinese government conspiracy to undermine the mental health of Americans. Because, I mean,
why has it got to be the Chinese government? Because there are political rivals.
Well, no, I meant because most of the things I'm opening came from China.
Oh, I see. Yeah, They've done it to us.
Right. And they're also making money off of us as they do.
I love the idea of watching an American squirm with our big fat sausage fingers.
Like, this will make them very unhappy. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know if they're out to get us or not. I'm just saying. I didn't say it was a foolproof.
No.
Conspiracy
well,
theory.
I think it's okay to say China's probably out to get us at this point. Well, maybe. I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know. I mean, they make a lot of money off of us.
They do.
So
it's in their best interest to keep us around, maybe.
Right. But to keep us frustrated with all the little toys. I mean, seriously, I'm thinking to myself, how worried are you that people are going to steal this Barbie doll? Like, really? Was it that big of a deal? I would rather have somebody. Sometimes I want to be less secure, Johnny. I just want to be less secure.
What was the thing a while back with China? There were some toys that were plastic, and they were coated in something, and then kids were putting them in their mouths, and somehow it was the same net effect of taking MDMA. It was like some chemical compound, and then, like, there was some unsafe conditions at a Chinese manufacturing plant, and they were like, yeah, this is basically hallucinogens.
Wow.
If your kid puts this little whatever, these toy beads or whatever, were in their mouth, like, okay. So they had to, like, stop. A few years ago.
And listener, we're bringing you great stories like this for Christmas edition. We wanted your heart.
You can't get upbeat Christmas stories like this. China's poisoning our children. Anyway, happy holidays.
So this is before Christmas when we're recording this, but it'll come out.
By the way, I say happy holidays because I mean there are several holidays. There's Christmas and New Year's. Yeah. I don't find it political to say happy holidays because I mean have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
When did you first discover that you were against a God?
It's the war on Christmas.
Yeah. No, I mean, I always make the point that a holiday from its etymology means holy day.
Etymology meaning?
The history of bugs. Right. Yeah. I knew exactly where you were going. Yeah. No, I mean, yeah, we could say holidays. You're right. So, but do you start saying happy holidays around Thanksgiving?
No.
Because there's only two holidays then that you're referring to, unless you count Christmas Eve as a separate holiday than Christmas.
I mean Kwanzaa, straight up.
I mean, maybe happy, so. That is a holiday that is celebrated during
happy
that time.
Kwanzaa.
Perhaps it's a, I don't know, but you really mean New Year's and Christmas for most.
It's a lot of A's in Kwanzaa. Have you ever seen that word spelled out?
Yeah.
It's too many.
I don't know if you get to decide how things should be spelled.
It's
for
like
what
Kwanzaa,
reason,
it's very intense.
Reason
it's
do
like
you
a Star Wars word.
You could, speaking of Star Wars.
Oh, yeah.
Today is where this is being recorded on December 19th.
But it will release on the day before.
23rd.
Day before Christmas Eve. Yeah. Christmas Eve, Eve, Eve.
Christmas Eve, Eve. I don't know. I feel like something's wrong because I thought these were all sold out. But I was able to manage two tickets to the opening night of Star Wars, the premiere.
I think it's just in so many houses, in so many places.
Well, I got them on Fandango.
That's where I got mine. And I'm going Saturday, so by then the movie will be ruined on Twitter. I have to stay off Twitter.
Well, I'll
be like,
sure.
Don't bother going.
Yeah.
It sucks. Like, you Star Wars people are too intense. It's either the greatest thing ever or it ruined my childhood.
Right. There's no, like, middle ground. You know how I feel about The Last Jedi? I feel like that it was okay.
I felt like it was a good movie.
I felt like it was a really good movie.
People, yeah.
Compare it. How do I put it into the Star Wars universe and story? I don't know. I mean, you let the people write the story.
It was a fine movie. It was a fine film.
The only thing, did you like the little comedy relief they put in there a couple times?
There's comedy relief in every Star Wars movie.
Okay.
The Ewoks.
Those weren't, well, yeah.
They were silly, and there were silly things that happened.
But it wasn't
there's silly
like,
things that happen in every Star
but
Wars.
The whole
Yoda is kind of silly.
But the whole First Order ironing machine.
Yeah,
that was
more of like a Naked Gun.
Yeah, that was like a, it really was like a, that was a complete visual misdirection on purpose to
it
make
was.
You laugh.
That was like you'd see in Spaceballs or whatever.
It wasn't like Harrison Ford in Force Awakens delivers a funny line. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like
yeah, you're right. That was a little silly.
So that was the only thing about the movie I thought, I liked it because I like silly things. But I thought,
but Spielberg and Lucas, they have, even though he wasn't as involved in this, except for like maybe as a consultant. But like, if you ever watch Jurassic Park, you know the dinosaurs chasing them, and then you see the objects maybe closer in mirror when he's chasing the car down. There's little things like that that are kind of silly,
yeah,
because it's a terrifying scene, and they add the silliness to kind of offset. It's like a pressure release.
Sure. Well, I didn't feel like J.J. Abrams was very silly in The Force Awakens. Like, I'll be honest with you about The Force Awakens.
Okay.
The Force Awakens recaptured everything from my childhood Star Wars experiences that I liked.
That's what I didn't like about it, though, is that it felt like they were remaking A New Hope with a female lead. There was a lot of elements in it.
But I feel like, as a history guy, that
they blew up a Death Star, the plans are hidden in a droid. The person from nowhere that lives in a junkie,
but I liked
it's everything.
But they're basically saying that all of these things.
She
continue.
Was the new Luke. No, I didn't mind it, but I'm saying
that was
the knock on it. Was like, oh, they didn't take any chances. Then Rian Johnson comes along with the Last Jedi, takes all these chances and makes and moves the story along in a way that they didn't care for. You ruined my job. They just hated it. So now I feel like Abrams is going to come back with this last one and take no chances. It's going to be like a cavalcade of all your favorite characters. He's going to wedge into their little curtain call, and I feel like it's going to be unsatisfying because here's the thing. We don't know what we really want. We think, give us what I want.
Which is what? What do you want? You want Rey to be Luke's long-lost daughter.
But we really don't want that. Like, if they give us that, it's like, well, I saw that coming. What we want is, I want surprise.
Yeah.
But there's no way to really surprise us anymore. It's like Henry Ford said that. He said if I'd asked people what they want before he invented the automobile, he said they would have just said faster horses.
Henry Ford invented the automobile?
Well, he helped develop it, right, I guess. I don't know what happened.
I'm just kidding.
I'm sure he probably, there probably is. He stole it from somebody else.
Yeah.
It's like Tesla with the Edison thing. Like, Edison stole a lot of his inventions from Tesla.
Right.
But he gets credit because Tesla was kind of borderline insane.
Right. They could have combined and made one company called Tedison.
Oh.
Or Tesla.
Esla.
You know, but I feel that you're already poo-pooing what this movie's going to be before.
You know what I've noticed?
You're doing what you're criticizing
others for
doing. You
know what's fascinating? No one has a problem with The Mandalorian. I've not seen any bad things said about it.
Well, we can change that right now. Like,
here's somebody did post this the other day, Andrew Gomez.
Well, by the way, let it be known I've only seen two episodes.
But he posted basically that Baby Yoda is a Mary Sue, which you know what a Mary Sue is, right, in screenwriting. They accuse Rey of being a Mary Sue. It's basically, usually it's a female character, but it's always like a lead. A Mary Sue in screenwriting is a character that has no real flaws.
Yeah.
And so it's basically you imbue it with all this goodness, but it's kind of a boring character because there's no conflict. You need flaws.
Yeah.
And so he was like, Baby Yoda's a Mary Sue. I was like, he's kind of got a point.
Some could kind of argue that Luke was a Mary Sue, though.
Yeah.
I mean, because... Can you really name something besides him being too courageous?
Well, he made mistakes, and he wasn't.
But they were all mistakes.
He would rush into. Yeah, no, but I'm
for
saying
good reasons. Though. Yeah. I got to save my friends. Like, it was never like a. Yeah. I'm just going to be selfish, like Han Solo.
Yeah,
you know, Han Solo had this tension within him of whether or not he was going to do it for the money or do it for his friends. And
honestly,
Luke
it probably hurt.
That.
Well, yeah, it hurt Mark Hamill's acting career probably because he didn't have as much. He didn't need to show as much range to play that character.
Yeah.
Whereas Harrison Ford went on to do quite a few other things.
Did he?
If you've noticed.
Yeah, I've seen him in a few things. So, well, that's interesting. So I'm looking forward to it. Sadie and I are going to go tonight. It's a 2.5-hour movie.
Yeah.
So it's going to be long. They're gonna do a lot. Is Princess Leia in this movie still?
She is, but I don't know how they did it. They just must have just had a lot of other footage that they were going to inject her into.
I wonder if she had already... I'm assuming she has to die in the movie. I mean, that has to happen, right? I mean, maybe. She'd be the only one left. I mean, Luke and Han are both gone. And I'm really wondering...
She could live through and...
I'm really wondering if you... To me, the most sacred character who has to keep living through all Star Wars is Chewie.
Yeah. Like Chewie dies, people are going to...
Chewie dies, it unravels the fabric, you know, of that universe a little bit because he's always there. And you kind of, because of his... He's a Wookiee. You don't really... Wookiees live to be, I don't know how long. It's kind of like Yoda, you know.
But we don't know how old he is. He's not gray. I've noticed that he's not turning gray.
But we know he's in the first three movies. So we know
Chewie must use a little Just for Men. It's a lot. Whatever it is. Grecian formula.
Just for Chewie.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm really... We're looking forward to it. We're going to get there really early, just in case Fandango lied to me or something. I keep having these...
That's true, because if you got your tickets that easy, maybe they're frauds.
Yeah, it's like you get in counterfeit. There and, you know, I did it through the app, so...
I wore a shirt one time. We waited in line and to get in. We had our tickets, but we waited in line to get in, and because it was before reserve seating and everything. When the Force Awakens came out, we went to a non-reserve seating theater. So we're waiting in line to get our seats, and I had Pastor Roy make a shirt because he has the shirt press, and I had him make a shirt that had the Star Wars font, but it said Jar Jar Wars. And I was just trying to see how many nerds I could enrage, because Jar Jar, of course, is the character that everyone hates. You know?
You really went a long way for that.
It was. You know what's funny is people loved it. There were people who were like, oh, where'd you get that? And I was like, I had it made. And they were like, oh, can you make me one?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I said no.
I wonder if there's any copyright violation for something like that. By the way, listener, we were trying to import Mariah Carey's actual track.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't let us do it.
I ended up playing it from my phone.
On all versions, it was protected. Like, it wouldn't let me...
We're probably going to have this podcast shut down.
Like, yeah, it wouldn't let me rip it from anything. Wouldn't let me, you know... So.
It's not like we're monetizing it. We don't, you know, we're not...
No, we're
already
monetizing our own thing.
No, we don't care. So we just love Mariah.
Yeah. So Christmas, you're going to Knoxville?
Going to Knoxville, see the fam. I just got back. I was there a couple days ago. I went to see a friend who just had surgery, and then I went to see my niece, take her out. Took her out to Red Lobster, her favorite.
Oh.
She had crab.
Did you have the Cheddar Bay biscuits?
Yes, that's why she wanted to go there, because there was another place. I was like, hey, there's this seafood place that has, like, you know, the Low Country boil. Crab bucket.
It sounds like some sort of disease you get when you travel south.
I got
south.
This low country boil I had to have lanced. But she was like,
Merry Christmas, everyone.
When I said, let's go here, what do you think about this? She was like, let's just go to Red Lobster because she wants the biscuits.
Yeah.
And to me, I was like, well, you know, kids, whatever. But the truth is, it is great.
They're
Red Lobster's good food.
Well, the biscuits are good.
Well, we're landlocked. It's not like your seafood experience in Knoxville, Tennessee is going to be great anyway, as far as like compared to a coastal town.
Red Lobster can vary in its experiences from restaurant to restaurant. And
yeah, but those biscuits are always good.
But they're always good. Yeah, they got that thing down.
They got the Cheddar Bay.
Yeah.
So anyway,
have you ever been to Cheddar Bay?
Never been.
I tell you, I sailed across it one time.
My daddy fought in the Battle of Cheddar Bay.
Did he? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, he lost a leg.
Did he?
It was dark. It was intense. It was a really... He had a low country boil. They didn't get to it in time.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
But anyway, that's what we had. She ate a pound of crab.
Ooh.
She threw back some crab.
Yeah, but that's actually like an ounce once you get it out of the legs.
That's true. Yeah. She's one of these people, too, where I really like about her. She's great company. Because kids have great stories, and they have strong opinions.
Right.
And it's just fun. But she's not one of these dainty girls that's just like, I can't eat all my... She's just like in it.
Good.
You know.
Well, that's how Laura is with crab. And I like crab meat a lot as long as Laura does all the work and hands me a big piece.
There you go.
I don't want to work very hard.
That's why I don't like it.
I'm already paying for this.
It's too much.
Like, you bring me that. Now, I'll do like peel and eat shrimp. That's about as much work.
I like even the shrimp. I'll give me the fried ones. But you can't do it. You're keto.
It's as much work as I want to do is peel and eat
coconut shrimp. I'm there all day.
I just don't.
You don't like coconut though, do you?
I do. I love coconut.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I love coconut. And have you ever had the coconut shrimp at? It's in Orlando at Bahama Breeze.
My favorite. We just got back from St. Petersburg.
Yeah.
Where we did the Segway tour. We went to Bahama
Breeze.
Really
good. Andrew freaks out about that coconut shrimp, though. Andrew doesn't like coconut.
Interesting.
Am I remembering this wrong?
I think Andrew likes coconut.
No, he doesn't like coconut. Like, because again, it's deep. It's deep fried. It's kind of takes.
But
it's just like deep frying a Twinkie.
Strands are on it.
True that, but it doesn't taste. It's not like you go, I'm eating a coconut right now. Like, yeah, you think I'm eating a shrimp that has a really tasty sweet batter.
I've never eaten a coconut. I've never just taken a coconut just
straight up off a tree.
Anytime I think of a coconut, I just think of it hitting somebody in the head, cartoonically.
How do you feel about tropical destinations for Christmas?
I'm a fan. I've never done it.
I had some friends who did it. They said they took a cruise on Christmas. It was really just trees and all over the
ship. I always would feel like I'd be abandoning my family. You know, like, oh, we decided to go away. John, what do you?
Well, then what's
the point? What kind of money do you think? I'm dropping on these? Let's all go on a cruise.
Come on, everyone. I wonder if they're discounted because fewer people go.
You think it's fewer? I think those are full.
Really?
You think it's fewer people?
I think cruise ships are always full, but
especially if you live in a cold weather town, you want to escape, man. I would do it.
Yeah, but there's something about being inside with the fire and, you know, with the Christmas tree and the Christmas tree on fire. Have you watched Christmas Vacation yet? There's a few movies I have to watch every year.
Yeah. No, I've not watched it this year.
It's been a while
since I've seen that one.
Saying I've watched Elf already, I think, twice.
Elf's great.
And we've watched some of Christmas. I just fast forward through a few things on Christmas Vacation.
Do you know where to go? Do you know which ones?
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah.
The pool scene and all that stuff.
I can't remember.
Really?
Oh, that's the regular Vacation, the pool scene with Christie Brinkley?
No, there's a pool scene in Christmas Vacation.
Oh, is there?
Yes.
I don't know.
I don't want to describe it much here in detail, but it's similar. I'll put it that way.
Pull up the clip and we'll play it over the air, too, and get shut down.
But he's, you know, and we're watching a TV version, so, like, a lot of the cussing gets, you know, she could tell that they've overdubbed something, you know?
They replaced things with fudge and... You're a hot dog. Wait a minute. I don't think he said a hot dog.
It's one of the most epic rants.
Thank me? No, thank you. You're like, wait a minute. That's a gangster movie. I don't think he said thank me.
Whenever he gets to the Jelly of the Month Club and he opens up the envelope and he goes off, you know...
Oh, right.
I want Frank Shirley right here so I can tell him what... And then he just goes...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, I'm assuming he memorized that. It looks like he's not, you know...
Mm-hmm. That came from deep within.
It did.
That was in his soul.
It's quite the something.
Have you read the study, though, that says people, when you say curse words, it actually does reduce your pain? I think Mythbusters did it one time where they had their hand in ice.
What are they getting hooked up to some sort of...
Yeah, and it
dopamine?
They figured out how it diminished the pain, but they did one where they just said whatever, and then they had another one where they said, like, expletives, and just like they bleeped it was network television. I mean, it's USA, but they just bleeped it, but they said their pain level did go down.
Wow.
You know, like 50%.
It's a release.
I guess.
Again, this seems like
I'm pro cursing. I'm just saying, look,
this seems,
I don't know,
like difficult data to quantify to me.
I don't know. They figured out how to do it. They were on
I'm
board.
I'm worried about the variables and controls and the takeaways. Johnny, I need my research to be
airtight. You stub your toe in the middle of the night and you drop whatever word, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's science that backs up that is like a release.
I don't know, Johnny.
Because I know you immediately say, golly gee, or what are you...
No, I do think that there are other expletives that aren't on that list. And I do think that in that particular way, swearing and curse words are funny because they're so cultural, you know.
Yeah.
So if you say crap instead of something else, I mean, I know a few people...
We feel better about it. Yeah, that's just as bad or whatever. And it definitely would be considered just as bad if you look it up and you're saying the same
word. Well, my mom will listen to this, and here's the deal. Like, growing up, you don't say freaking. Like, that
right, because you're just...
You might as well just say it, you know. And so... But if you would have just said it, you would have gotten more trouble for sure. You know, so that whole you might as well just say it thing, I don't think that was true.
No, because then,
kids, don't try that. Like, if your parents say, you might as well be saying, they don't mean that. It is lesser to them.
What's like, heck is for people that don't believe in gosh? That's the old saying.
Oh, that's
go
funny.
Straight to heck if you don't believe in gosh.
No, I do think it's I don't know. I would like to be the guy that, because, you know, that was the old youth pastor sermon that you heard growing up.
Right.
Which was, if that comes out, then that's really what's in your
heart.
That's
what's in your heart.
And you're like, you know, because yes, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. I'm not sure that Jesus's main context of that was swearing.
Yeah.
Like, I think that was more about the way that I think that that's in the same section of the Sermon on the Mount about not cursing your brother, not calling him, I think, Raka, or, you know, basically calling your cursing your brother, shaming, or...
Right, calling him a fool, or...
Right, taking them to a place where they don't matter to you. That was the whole heart of that, is dismissive, being dismissive of people, not necessarily again, the expletive itself that comes out when you stub your toe. Isn't it funny what we do to like take scriptures and then repurpose them for other?
So I hear you talking about that. We're pro expletive. Is that what we're saying? Is that our stance? This is the best holiday episode ever. You're going to need some of those words. Save them up.
Oh my goodness.
Because it's going to be Christmas dinner and you're going to.
I will say this. I grew up a non-cusser.
Yeah.
Okay. And it was a jarring yet theologically liberating moment when not just I got it on paper, but when I really had to face the fact that I was not more righteous because I did not cuss.
Okay.
That's the challenge that I have about words or about anything, really. There's things in life that, yes, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. That's a good scripture. I don't think profanity is something.
Right. What is corrupt communication? Then you could go into all that. Right. What does that mean?
Go into that. I do think profanity is something, when in doubt, I would rather not use.
We talked about it before. C.S. Lewis said profanity is not a sin against God. It's a sin against polite civilization.
Yeah.
So in other words, if you see somebody who's just, every other word's a curse word, I don't think, oh, that curse person's going to hell. I think this is dragging down the proceedings.
Yeah. Like
this person does not sound very intelligent. If it's every other word.
That's something like with Sadie, we'll talk about words and I'll go, listen, and this is horrible to say it because I don't mean it like better in the sense of true, but I would look at her and say, hey, one of the reasons is you're just better than that. Mm-hmm. Like you don't have to use that. You have better words than that. Not that she cusses all the time. I'm just saying
Sadie is out of control.
When we're talking about whether it's right or wrong, it's like, hey, you know, I would rather find, whether they're cuss words or not, I'd rather find better ways. Like, for example, you know, with kids, you may not be actively bullying, but you are cussing somebody out.
Yeah.
But are you actively redeeming somebody with your words and encouraging them? Like, it's always about how far can I go to get away with something. That's like the whole slant, not just of children. That's the slant, I think, of most people related to faith. When like, okay, the way of faith and the life of what Jesus has given us is not... It does have prohibitions, but it's really more about a presence of another way to live.
Do the do's, John.
Right.
Do the do's. You want time to do the don'ts.
That's right.
And gosh.
Man, guys. And then that.
Sponsored by Mountain Dew. Code Red.
Do the do's.
Some of y'all are in a code red right now in your spiritual life. You've got a code red.
You got yellow number 5 coursing through your spiritual veins. I don't know. Does code red have yellow number 5?
Maybe.
I don't know.
I think yellow number 5 is in everything.
My preserve.
There's red number 8.
I don't know.
There's a whole other. So, speaking of Christmas.
Okay.
What's the best Christmas gift you got that you remember getting? Because that's the thing. It means so much to us as a kid, but I'm having a hard time remembering. You know what I'm saying? We think it's so important.
Yeah.
But the gifts, obviously, the older you get, you realize it's not about the gifts. But when you're a kid, it's everything.
Exactly.
Like, I hope I get that new. What's the thing that you got that you're like, I got what I wanted?
You know, it's going to sound cliche because it's another
shiny yo-yo.
It's from another Christmas movie.
Oh, boy.
The other one I have to watch. Sadie, I've watched a little bit so far.
It's a Wonderful Life.
I got a Red Ryder BB gun.
Oh, okay.
They were making reproductions of Red Ryder BB guns.
You got an actual one?
Yeah, an actual Red Ryder. And my brother and I mean, my gosh, we had woods behind our house.
You mean your brother with the patch? No, I'm just kidding. He shot us out.
We did get some ricochets occasionally, but dude, I would get out there and we would shoot BB guns. I mean, it was just all day. Just disappear into the woods.
My mom was terrified of guns.
Well.
We couldn't have guns in the house. When Nerf came out, it was like... That was such a release for our family. Like, oh, they make foamy things that now we can play in the house.
Yeah.
You know?
No
guns for us.
We shot BB guns. I've shot real guns too, but I mean, BB guns were like going to the woods and.
Did y'all shoot at each other?
No, not on purpose.
Oh,
I might shoot near each other. Now, when I was a kid and a teenager, I recall being a part of the 4th of July multiple times of bottle rocket wars.
Oh, right.
Even Roman candle wars.
It's probably more dangerous than...
It's so stupid. Even back then, I think...
A flaming projectile.
This was like total, like, I don't have whatever that chemical is in your brain at that age that causes you to not be dumb. Like, things just exploding by
I think that statement was dumb. Wait a second. You think there's a chemical in your brain that causes you to not be dumb?
I do believe that the...
I believe they call it... What is wrong with you?
Smartatonin. Listen, it's what I'm saying is I don't think I was all the hormones were balanced properly.
Yeah,
is all I'm saying at that age. And so, yeah, I remember like things exploding by your head that would have put your eye out, and you know, which sounds like an old man thing to say, but people's eyes do get blown out by bottle rockets. So kids, this Christmas, do not shoot bottle rockets.
Don't become a statistic. Can you even get a Christmas bottle rocket?
Just because I'm okay doesn't mean you're going to be okay.
No, so. For real. I don't know if I ever told you this story, but
yeah, what's your favorite story?
When I was I was just telling you about doing stuff dumb when you're a kid. When I was a kid, we used to go, and our trips were, and you had Laura's family was this way with Greg's baseball trips. My brother played basketball, my older brother.
Yeah.
So a lot of our family trips were like, hey, Todd's got a basketball game. Yeah. We would go. So we were somewhere in like Johnson City somewhere. So we go to this hotel, and we're staying there, and they've got a pool, outdoor pool. It's frozen solid.
Yeah.
So mom's like, I was like, oh, that's cool. I want to hang out here. Mom's like, stay away from the pool.
Oh, no.
She's getting ready. So I go out. We're getting ready to leave for the game. I'm walking around the edge of this pool, and I'm kind of just like stomping my foot on the ice around the perimeter of this pool, breaking it, you know, just to see how thick it is. I wasn't going to try to walk on it. I was just like breaking the ice, being an idiot. Of course, I break through, and I lose my balance. Mm. I fall into this pool.
No way.
And now I'm like trapped under the ice. For some reason, I found a spot where I'd already broken some ice. I broke through. I climb out. Then I run to the room. I'm in sixth grade, maybe seventh grade. And I'm just, covered and freezing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's 12 degrees outside. My mom opens the door. She's got curlers in her hair. And she just looks at me like, what have you done? She was furious. And she got me dried off. And then we went to the game. And then Todd was like, why are we all late? She was like, wait till you hear what your brother did. She was just like furious with me. But I could have died. And my mom was just in the room getting ready.
Where was your other brother?
I don't know. He's probably in the room too. You know, just being an idiot. But nobody was with me.
But you were told.
Yeah, I was told.
You were told.
She knew to warn me. It was like when you see a frozen swimming pool, you know to tell your sixth grade son, don't even think about it.
Well, I told you I got out of the canoe one time. My dad told that story before.
Oh, yeah.
It almost got sucked under a log because it was like a bunch of dangerous stuff. And I was told not to. I didn't mean to. It's so funny. You just don't pay attention.
No.
And don't.
You know, I didn't have the chemical to make
that makes make you not dumb.
I don't know if I ever developed it, honestly. I'm trying to think if I got a bike one year for Christmas. I remember getting a TV one year for my own TV. Mm. My brother and I shared a room. I think we got.
Let me tell you, that took up a lot of space in rooms back then.
This was a 19-inch color television that probably weighed 80 pounds.
Wow.
You know, because it's a big tube television. But yeah, we did have the thing where the living room television was furniture. It was plastic, looked like wood, and was heavier than concrete, to quote Rick Roberts, who talks about the hi-fi in his parents', you know, 70s home. It's like a 70s museum.
Right.
And he had the big hi-fi. But yeah, the TV was in it, the speakers out to the side, and you couldn't pick it up. There's no moving it. It's wherever you park it, it's going to be there.
That's
until.
It.
And then we even had the thing where it went out, and when we got the other TV, we put it on top of that.
Wow.
So you had the TV underneath that didn't work anymore, but you were like, we can't move this. There's a big clean spot underneath it on the floor. If you ever were to move it, like, oh, that's what the carpet used to look like.
Yep. Yep.
But yeah, I got a TV for my room. We were probably in sixth or seventh grade. And I remember thinking it was so cool. My mom was reticent to do that because I think she thought, well, I want them to be in here, make sure they're watching the right things or whatever.
Right.
You know, we're going to watch Three's Company.
She only had three stations.
We're going to watch Three's Company in my room. She wanted me exposed to Mr. Furley and Mr. Roper.
Yeah.
And Jack Tripper with his hijinks.
Oh, my goodness.
But, yeah, so it didn't work out. I did watch probably dumb, stupid stuff I shouldn't have watched.
Now, I remember my original Nintendo, which probably was a Christmas present.
Yeah.
And, boy, I mean, that was a game changer. Super Mario Brothers, man.
You don't remember. You're just like, they had to bring you food. You didn't ever want to leave the room.
Yeah.
Just play for hours on end.
Yeah, that was fun.
Do you still like video games? You talked about Galaga last week, but
I don't get into them anymore. You know what? Occasionally, again, I'll stop and play a Galaga.
They're too complicated. You have to use one button to look up, one to walk forward. I just end up in those games walking into a wall for the whole time while someone shoots me in the back of the head.
You just hope that someone...
I fall down and kill myself in those games. It's not good.
Yeah, Sadie plays Fortnite on her Nintendo Switch.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, man, there's so many, like, I guess we had multiple levels.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's just, so many just different universes, and you could just go in here and the kids are really into building things in there. So you go in here and you build this fort and you build this, you know, and they play Minecraft and they build this and they design. And I'm thinking,
and you get a secret key from somebody that gives you a clue. That's the ones I couldn't get into.
But you're not
even
really fighting an enemy necessarily in Minecraft. You're just creating worlds, which I think is really cool. But in our day, it was like, okay, who's the dragon villain? How many levels does it take me to get to him, and can I shoot a fireball? You know what I'm saying?
Like,
there's
a big boss at the end of the level. Yeah.
I've lived my life. I live my life since then according to those exact parameters. Who's my enemy?
Yeah.
How many levels does it take to get to him, and do I have fireballs? You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Like, that's, and it's been weird sometimes.
It has been weird.
But it's done well for me.
Yeah, and some of you are facing a big boss.
Oh my goodness.
In your life. Yeah. You've been living your life. You think you don't know if you have enough life left.
Yeah.
And then you get to the big boss, and you're like, can I make it through?
And he's a big turtle with spikes coming out of his shell.
Spiritually.
Right, spiritually. So, we are excited that you joined us for Christmas. We hope you had a great time with
us. We don't want a lot for Christmas. There's just one thing we need. We want you to go to our Patreon page.
This would be a great time.
Wouldn't it be?
I wish we could
kick in a few shekels.
Oh, my goodness. It would be amazing to help us continue into 2020. This is episode 91. We're going to break 100 soon, and maybe that's your... We're looking for 100 people at episode 100 who give $100. No, I'm just kidding.
Man, that'd be fantastic.
Great. But, you know, maybe 100 people give $5. Maybe they give $2, $1. I'm looking for that $1 champion right
now. Yeah, $1 is not a lot.
It's not. You could probably do more, but hey, you could do that.
For the cost of a cup of coffee.
Then I'll literally make a cup of coffee on
the air. $1 would buy a garbage cup of coffee at this point, wouldn't it? $1's right. Not.
You go to Starbucks and try to buy $1.
That's like Stuckey's coffee.
Stuckey's. Awful. Dude, have you been to Pilot, by the way, to see that you don't drink coffee?
No.
They have these machines.
We made a thing, though, that you were going to give me a good coffee and I was going to drink it on the air. We need to do that. We need to do that eventually.
We'll do it very soon. It's just going to fill up with whipped cream, basically.
That's all I want.
My Pilot has these, like...
some caramel macchiato.
It's like these beans are in these vats on top of the machine.
Okay.
And you pick what you want.
Oh, and it grinds them.
And it grinds it for you, puts it in. It's really, really, really
fresh.
Cool. So, anyway, but... so, Pilot, not a sponsor, but
no.
But it's a really good cup of coffee, actually.
Not a sponsor yet.
Yeah.
Keep your eyes out.
Well, we do appreciate you listening, and hope you have a Merry Christmas, and that you are able to get all the toys out of the package, and you're able to maybe go on a cruise with your family. Maybe you're able to give something to your kids that they remember down the road, and that you don't shoot your eye out with your Red Ryder BB gun, and that you don't shoot fireworks at all. It's just
a lot of call signs.
Yeah, a lot of good things for you. But thank you guys for listening. Merry Christmas, and we'll see you next time. We'll talk about that.
Has fear stolen your peace? I'm Jennifer Slattery, lead host of the Faith Over Fear podcast, helping you fight your fears and grow your faith. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.